Presidents of the 19-nation Rio Group arrived in Peru's Cusco for their annual summit amid a nationwide teacher strike, highlighting one of the pressing topics of discussion, how to govern with huge populations mired in hardcore poverty and clamoring for a better life. Leaders arriving from all over Latin America were greeted with the smell of tear gas as they entered the famed Inca city in the Andean highlands, where striking teachers are pushing their demands. Meeting behind closed doors in Cusco, they will have a chance to discuss their options for coping with ongoing economic hardship and political instability, or as one analyst put it, how to govern a country whose people are unhappy. Presidential authority is increasingly under pressure in Latin America. In Venezuela, President Hugo Chavez's opposition still calls for his ouster. Argentina's economic discontent recently helped to force out President Fernando de la Rúa. And in Peru, President Alejandro Toledo's popularity has plummeted to 14% as multiple sectors punish him for unfulfilled campaign promises of more jobs with crippling strikes. The Latin American leaders attending the Cusco summit are expected to hash over how to strengthen their weakened democratic institutions and political party systems. But the global concern with terror will also be discussed during the two-day Rio Group summit. As Colombia's war against its two guerrilla groups spills over its borders, the specter of those guerrilla groups exacerbating civil unrest in neighboring countries is a growing concern. The meeting is expected to conclude with a document called the Cusco Consensus, pulling together the conclusions of the two-day summit. Sharon Stevenson for VOA News, Lima.